Bill in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Bill, thanks for holding.
Hey, George, thanks for waiting. Thanks for taking me. It's kind of ironic that you just had to call about the woman of 2010 or whatever.
Yeah.
Her question was actually I answered that in the first part of what I wanted to say.
Okay.
And that is that, you see, I had an experience when I was in my early 20s that I pretty much saw the fabric of the universe, okay? And I could see, like, in between time. And what I took, I mean, the concept went away from me as I came back to reality, you know? But what I took from that was that it is a meticulously designed universe we live in.
Absolutely. Well and, planned out.
And I mean to every grain of sand on the beach, every hair on your head, you know? I mean, but which leads me to my, I have a theory on multiverse. Okay.
Okay. And you do believe in it?
Yes. I mean, I'm a Christian, but I am fascinated by astrophysics and you know, and all that stuff and consciousness. Sure. And
me too.
Which I know you are. I've followed your struggle is like mine. Okay. But now I have this theory on the multiverse that it's pretty unique. I haven't heard anybody else hit on this, and right. I've looked for it.
What do you think they are?
Well, I think, like, Michio Kaku and those guys, they're brilliant, but I think they kind of missed the mark on one thing. I don't see a infinite multiverse. I see a finite multiverse with just a certain amount of universes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a lot of them. And you had a roundtable discussion quite a while back with Richard C. Hoagland and Mike.
And Bob Mike, Zimmerman, Mike Bira.
The one guy, Mike, he studied. He's very into the Bible, and he keeps.
Mike Heiser.
Yeah, right. Now he mentioned about a one model of multiverse that suggests that universes could come up out of the quantum foam. They would last for like 0.0002 seconds or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, imagine something along them lines. Because when I heard that, it kind of went with what I was already kicking around in my head.
You think there could be 100 universes, 50, it didn't matter, but you think it ends. There's a number,
yeah,
it ends.
Well, I think millions of universes, billions of universes, maybe. Wow. But what I'm thinking is that it's a solid state universe, and there is no motion. And your soul comes into the universe on conception of an avatar at that point in just like a book, or just like Greg Braden talks about the holographic universe, the divine matrix, yeah. And you know, and Max Planck and. And but you like you're in your case, the George Norrie avatar is conceived. That's when you come into the universe.
How many me's do you think are out there?
Well, there's only one you, only one soul moving from one universe to the next in succession. Like I said, there's no motion. Each universe is like a frame in a film. And it's just your consciousness that moves through time, that moves from one frame to the next, following the George Norrie avatar to the end of the George Norrie story.
And am I occupying these universes simultaneously?
Consecutively.
Consecutively. Okay, and that's a big difference. All right. That's another show all by itself.